As she looked into the mirror and saw some of the scars she had, she looked at herself as her own personal Frankenstein. She looked into the mirror at some of the scars she had on her face, some of the pieces that were there, and she saw herself as her own version, her own personal Frankenstein. However, when she looked, she also had a slight smile on her face. It wasn't looking down upon these scars. She decided she was going to look at them as blessings. Every single one of these pieces is a part of her. Just like it's a part of us. She looked at it and said, you know what? I have some of these scars that I made mistakes in my past, and I've learned my lessons. Some of these scars are from pieces that were added to me when I was born. Some of these pieces were ones that I grabbed from the world around me. When I was growing up in the streets and in my neighborhood, there were different things I learned, and every single piece that I thought would help me, that would make me better, I grabbed a hold of and just stitched it on. And then when I found those pieces that weren't quite working for me, I decided to get rid of them, to do surgery on myself and remove them. And as I look, I notice that some of them heal nicely. Some of them blend in and you don't even notice they're there. They've become ingrained in me. They've become a part of me. But I've also noticed some that get infected. Some blister up. And the worst part is when you have them in the back of your neck or in a place that's hard to see. When you have a relationship or a friendship or a circumstance that isn't healing as it should and doesn't actually blend in with who you are and who you want to be. However, sometimes we're just too close to notice, to where it's in a blind spot of ours. And these infections, unfortunately, can spread. And when it spreads, it can reach anywhere else. It can start breaking up other relationships that we have. It can start breaking up other opportunities that we have. All because of this other situation. We'll start blaming our friends. We'll start blaming the current world problems. We'll start blaming society. When what was really wrong is that we had something that we didn't believe in. We had a belief, or we had a toxic person that we added, or a toxic situation that just became infected and started disrupting everything else. So that's something I had to look at and had to really examine myself on a daily basis so that I could realize some of those are going to be new things that happened. Some things I can just kind of take away and pull off without an issue. Some of them are a little more infected and I have to kind of do a little bit of surgery on myself. I have to be careful as I remove them. There's going to be different treatments for different things. However, I'm going to look at everything that I have and be proud of it. Every single day I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take in everything I can, learn as much as I possibly can. And everything that serves me, I'm going to keep. And I'll discard the rest. But those things that serve me are going to become a part of me. I'm going to add on all of these pieces. Because all of these pieces together, when I combine them, and they really come together and blend, that is when I get to be my true self. That is when I get to be me. And that is why I stare in this mirror today, and I'm proud of the person looking back. Even with the scars, the ones that are healing, the ones that were just added, the pieces of my face that don't quite match the others, but are starting to blend in. I'm proud of the habits that I've developed for myself. and I'm proud that I can take away the habits that don't serve me. So take a look at yourself in a mirror. Be proud of all the pieces that you've added to yourself. Every single one of us is a combination of our parents, of where we grew up, what we learned, the friends that we had, the company that we kept, whether it was negative people or positive people, the workforce, the friends that we took in, the relationships we've had. Every new skill is a piece that you add to your abilities. Learning to walk, learning to ride a bike, learning to do math, learning to draw, learning to sculpt, learning to do mechanics. Every single one of those is a piece. And if it serves you and you love it, then hold on to it and cherish it. And then whatever is left over, you can scrap. But always keep learning. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this. And what I'm going to share with you guys next is we're going to jump into another little segment where I'm going to show you guys how to create your own little pieces, whether you want to do a portrait or whether you're just starting out. And we're going to start out with a smiley face, or you can even do a heart shape or a quilt, or almost like a quilt, to where you're sewing different pieces together. And I want you to think about some of the pieces that you believe are your best parts, the best parts of your personality, the best parts of your life, the best parts of things that you love and that you've learned. Think about the things that if I were to ask your friends or your family about you, what were the words that they would use to describe you? And so we're going to jump into that. And if you would want to take it even a step farther, you can actually, as we create those pieces, you can actually write them down. And actually on the clay, on the paper, on whatever you're using, give each one of those pieces a name. That way you can look at it and really appreciate who you are. So let's go ahead and get started with that. All right, so let's get started in this lesson. Here I'm starting out with a regular piece of wood, just using that as a base to kind of get started on. And just so I have something to place it. And I'm using water-based clay. Again, if you were interested, you can use Super Sculpty, oil-based clay, anything you guys are comfortable with. Or, of course, some paints, some color pencils, some pens. Anything that you want to create, because this can be yours. However, starting out with this piece, I decided that everyone can do this, and I wanted to make sure that it was simple enough for everyone to do it. And so starting out, I just have a flat shape, and we're going to start out with a smiley face. Everyone tells me that they can't even draw a stick figure. However, everybody can draw a smiley face. Everybody can draw a little emoji. And so with that, we're going to use that as our base. I have a center line down the middle of the face, and then I also have an eye line. So all you have to do is kind of use your fingers to kind of dig in a couple eyes. Use a tool, use a nail, use your nail or use a knife or something like that, and draw on a mouth. And we're going to start out with a smiley face. Here I'm just kind of adding in a little extra clay because it's not as rounded there as I want it to be. But there you go. You got a smiley face. Right there, you've already sculpted something. So if you're following along with me, you have already lost the excuse of I can't sculpt anything. Now from here, it's up to you to just have fun. Just enjoy the process and see where you can take it. So adding on, I'm just going to do a couple of worms of clay. And those worms of clay are just going to work as the brow. Just kind of thickening those up. And giving it a little bit of dimension. And then a little triangle shape. I'm going to add on the nose. And then from there, after I clean this up, I'm going to add on a little bit for the cheeks and for the nasal flow fold so that it'll give a little bit more shape to the face and make it a little more three-dimensional. So just doing little worms of clay and just adding on. Little bit of shaping just to kind of round him out, and since I am going to have him smiling at least a little bit, those creases are going to be a little bit deeper in the corners. The smile is going to go up into the cheeks a little bit. And just kind of make it a little bit deeper, refine it just a little bit. And that area above the lip also needs to be a little more rounded than it is. It's a little flat, so just adding on just a little bit of clay to kind of shape that. And then as I was getting here, I decided I'm going to kind of flatten out the top of the head and go with, since I'm doing our own personal Frankenstein, to give kind of a flat top head, the classic flat top look. So just adding on a little bit more clay to flatten out the top of his head, extend it just a little bit, just having some fun. A little worm of clay here just to add a little bit more to the bottom lip. I didn't have enough clay for that. And then continuing on, I'm just going to add a couple little balls of clay for the eyes, and then just use a plastic or a wooden tool to kind of push in the corners, and that'll give you the shape of the eye. It'll kind of help to make it a little rounded, and it'll cut into the clay so that it makes a couple of eyelids. Just doing really quick and trying to come up with a concept and seeing what comes out. Little helpful tip here, whenever you're doing eyes, start with the opposite side that you're working with. So for me, I'm left-handed, so it's better for me to start with the right side. That way, when I'm working on the left side, I don't have my hand in the way. As opposed to if I started with the left side, I would have my hand over top of the left eye as I'm trying to match the eyes up. And try to make them the same size. So from here on, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to add on a few scars. Just draw in some lines of scars. Turn your face into a few different pieces that kind of got stitched together. I'm going to add on a couple of ear shapes. And then I'm also going to do a separate shape towards the end to where you can either make it like a square to make it more of a quilt or a painting to where it's just a shape and an abstract shape to where you're going to add on different pieces and split it up into different pieces. Or what I also did here is I cut it into a heart shape. And that's just because the heart is where your passions come from. It's where everything comes, starts and ends. The first time that they find out that you're alive in the womb, in your mother's tummy, is because they hear a heartbeat. They finally pronounce you dead when your heartbeat stops. When that monitor stops making mountains and it goes to a flat line. And so I created the heart because the heart is what you're passionate about, what you're living for, the purpose of your life. And so all of these pieces that we're going to split this up into and that you're going to create for yourself, it's going to be the special pieces that make you you, that make you come alive. So I'm going to keep going with this, and I'm going to let you guys watch the rest of this, but I really hope that you guys have enjoyed this. You guys have gotten a lot out of this story. So please enjoy the rest of this. Thank you. thank you guys so much for listening along. And I hope that you guys have learned something, that you guys have enjoyed this, and that the story has touched you in one way or another. Even if it's just one little segment, I said, I hope that something gravitated with you guys. So thank you guys for listening. If you guys are interested in learning any more about clay therapy, going deeper, I have a course online, and it basically helps you to unleash your inner child. Unleash that lost creativity, and how you can use these different techniques to help you overcome any of the obstacles that you guys have in your life, that you're facing, that you're battling. Creativity is something that you can go to, whether it's a de-stressor for you, whether you're using it to solve problems, whether you're using it to let your emotions out, or whether you're using it for an activity just to have fun, just by yourself or with your family. So if there's anything you guys are struggling with, I would love to hear it, and I would love to help. Please leave a comment. Please subscribe. Let me know what you think. And I will catch you guys next week. Have an awesome creative week.